This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. I hope you're with us in hour number one, power packed hour. With Justice Michael Gableman as the guest, the man who was a former Supreme Court justice in Wisconsin in charge of the investigation into the rigged and stolen 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin. And it was the same as every other state. Total, complete, utter fraud, massive voter fraud, massive irregularities, and massive ballot box stuffing. And you heard it from a very credible, first-class guy. Hope you're with me at the beginning of hour one, because I read you my commentary. Here is the plan for how President Trump and the GOP could take back America and make it great again. And we'll do that again to start hour number three. But here in hour number two, let me get to some of the news stories that I did not get a chance to get to in hour number one. So first of all, I mentioned very quickly in hour one, FBI's Whitner kidnapping plot falls flat. Jury acquits two of the so-called kidnappers and two others. Mistrials were called, including the ringleader. Try to beat the U.S. government is so difficult, you probably have a 1 in 1,000 chance. It's like Roger Staubach with the Hail Mary pass in 1970-something against the Minnesota Vikings. The odds are so slim that you're going to hit it, but you got to keep trying. And these guys were up against such odds, and they beat the government. All four of them basically beat the government because the government's case was so bad, and they were, entrapped by the FBI, who just their whole goal in life, the FBI, is destroying conservative patriots and protecting and covering up for communist scumbags. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen in my lifetime. They're not the FBI anymore, the Federal Bureau of Investigation. They're the fake Bureau of Idiots. They're like the Keystone Cops. They're so dumb, and they just got burned again. FBI burned, mainstream media burned, and conservatives who are not domestic terrorists and never have been and never will be get a win with four verdicts that are pretty good: two acquittals and two mistrials. Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, who puts on the Academy Awards, the Oscars, they banned actor Will Smith from attending Oscar ceremonies for the next 10 years. That was his punishment for slapping Chris Rock and for screaming out curses on national TV. So those are the two news stories that broke right before I had a chance to get on the air today. So we mentioned those in hour number one. But here are the real stories, okay? So if there's anything in life I hate, it's racism. I grew up a white kid in an all-black school, and I faced plenty of racism from black kids who wanted to kill me, beat the crap out of me, steal from me, and kill me. And eventually, when I fought back and won, we all became friends, and that was it. I was friends with these kids for the rest of my life. It wasn't the color of their skin. It was that we were in a rough town, and whoever's in the minority gets the crap beaten out of them. You know, if you're in a school with 300 kids and there's 299 white kids and one black kid, you're probably going to have a tough time if you're the one black kid. I was the one white kid, or one of very few white kids, and I just got my ass kicked 24 hours a day. There's racism out there on both sides. But I can't believe the racism that black liberals aim at, and also white liberals, aim at white people in America and get away with it. It's hate speech, and it's racism. But because it's aimed at white people, it's okay, and everybody looks the other way. So here's a person who sent me a letter today by the name of Michelle.
She's a fan. She says, I'm a lover of the arts. So is my family. We have a long history in show business. My family performed on Broadway. So when my cousin could not attend tonight's performance at the Mark Taper Forum, an iconic and renowned theater in downtown L.A., I jumped at the chance to go in his place. He sent me the tickets along with the email below. I opened the email to make sure I had all the details, parking, everything you need about tickets, and I had to read the paragraph twice before I realized how horrible this is. It's called Blues for an Alabama Sky. That's the name of the performance. Blues, or the play. Blues for an Alabama Sky by Pearl Cleage, directed by Felicia Rashad. There's a famous name. That's Ahmad Rashad's former wife, Felicia Rashad. I knew that is. I never noticed that before until I looked at it just now. At the Mark Taper Forum, and it's performed by the Center Theater Group. I'm looking at what they sent to her regarding her tickets for tonight's performance. So let's start with the first thing. That's an absolute travesty. They said, you got to get there early because you're going to need to show your vaccine passport. So right off the bat, that's insane. In Los Angeles, they still require proof of vaccine, and not just vaccine, but they use the words proof of full vaccination. So, and then boosters are strongly recommended. Can you imagine the ignorance and the idiocy of people that demand full vaccine and boosters strongly recommended? I can quote you, at this point, 100 facts and studies from England, just from countries all over the world. England, Ireland, Scotland, Germany, Singapore, Israel, and the United States. There are a few trickle out occasionally from the CDC. And, of course, the VAERS report by the CDC. But in general, almost all my statistics come from countries all over the world other than the United States that prove, as a matter of fact, just the other day I quoted a study on the show from England that proves in England, if you're vaccinated, you are 3 times more likely to get COVID than a person who's unvaccinated, 3 times more likely to die of COVID, and twice as likely to be hospitalized for COVID than a person who's unvaccinated. So the idea that knowing any of this, and I've got stats backing this up the wazoo, hundreds and hundreds of studies proving the vaccine is a massive failure, destroys your immune system, and you get sicker. At this point, by the way, COVID's basically gone. I don't know anybody in the world who has COVID, but unfortunately I keep hearing about famous Hollywood people and famous politicians on the Democrat side who keep getting COVID. Why do you think that is? That's because they all took the vaccines. The vaccine destroys your immune system and makes it much more likely you'll get COVID and every other cold, every other flu, and every other disease that comes down the pipe. And that's just, all those stats are involving COVID. You're 3 times more likely to get COVID if you're vaccinated, 2 times more likely to be hospitalized if you're vaccinated, and 3 times more likely to die of COVID if you're vaccinated. None of those stats cover all the people dying all around the world like fish in a barrel. People are dying in record numbers. Ask any life insurance company. Ask any funeral home director. Ask any embalmer. They can't keep up with the work. They're all dying of non-COVID diseases, heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, and massive, massive dramatic increase in cancers. And if you don't believe me, ask the DOD, Department of Defense, with their military statistics. The numbers are staggering. 30,000 people a year in the military get cancer. For the last 5 years, until last year with the vaccines, 130,000 got cancer last year. Do you understand there's only 1.3 million active military in the United States? 1.3 million active military, and 130,000 got cancer. That number is staggering. That's 10% of the military got cancer last year. 130,000 times 10 is 1,000,003. 10% of young, fit military members got cancer last year versus 30,000 the year before that. And the only difference was the vaccine was last year. So here they're demanding you be double and triple vaccinated. Second of all, can you imagine they're demanding government-issued photo ID upon arrival. After Democrats have argued for 4 decades now, you can't ask for ID. It's racist. When it comes to voting, they're demanding a vaccine passport, which is like an ID, and a government-issued photo ID to get into a Los Angeles concert theater setting for a Broadway play or for a concert, I'm sure, for a sporting event, all of them. It's sick in the head. And it shows what frauds they are. But here's the big one. This is the big one she sent me. She was going to the event tonight. Now she can't go. Because the evening is dedicated. I'm reading you the exact words from the Mark Taper Theater for the Blues for Alabama Sky play. The evening is dedicated to the purposeful creation of an environment in which an all-black identifying audience can experience and discuss an event in the performing arts free from white gaze. So basically what they just said was, we hate white people. We are racist. No whites need apply. You cannot get into tonight's performance if you're white unless you identify as black or you're black. And we want to create art that is free of white gaze, G-A-Z-E. I assume white gaze means white people's eyes looking at it. White people's eyes cannot be allowed to touch the artistic efforts of black people or it'll just explode, obviously. Can you imagine the racism from the Democratic Party? Excuse me, I said Democratic. I call it the Democrat Party. They may call themselves the Democratic Party, but that means they think they represent democracy. They don't. It's the Democrat Party. And it's not the Democratic Party. And they believe in racism of the worst kind. I've never seen such a racist written story, instructions aimed at people who are coming to a play that night in my entire life. But as bad as it is to say whites need not apply, whites can't show up, whites won't be let in, all disgusting, right? Can you imagine if I wrote a play and I said, hey, come to my play tonight, I won't let any blacks gaze upon the play, and you can't get in if you're not white. You've got to be white to get in, and no black eyes are allowed to see my play. Can you imagine what would happen to me, end of my life? You'd go to jail for what? I don't know. It's free speech in America. I have no idea what you go to jail for. But they'd whip up charges. You know who'd whip up charges? The FBI. The fake Bureau of Idiots. Of incompetent idiots. It's the FBI. Fake Bureau of Incompetent Ignoramuses. They'd whip up charges against you for saying you're a white extremist and you're a domestic terrorist. But it's okay to be black and hate whites. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life, literally. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 16 months later, I look the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Now, that's credibility. The patent application includes over 500 pages of science, sequencing, and processes of how to transform your cells so they can hydrate, allowing you to lose fat and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you can be. Energized Health is offering my fans, the WAR, 40% off decisive action discount.
40% off!
Call 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh food. That's why I formulated Balance of Nature. I wanted to be able to give my patients a natural alternative to the cheap, unnatural chemistry by giving them real fruits and vegetables. In fact, the only ingredients inside of Balance of Nature are whole fruits and vegetables. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Way down the route. First of all, I'm going to remind you again that you start off hour number three. I'll be reading you my commentary, which just came out, which I'm very, very proud of. I'm going to see President Trump on Monday. Here is the plan for how President Trump and the GOP could take back America and make it great again. And I could have just called it Bet on Black and Brown. Bet on Black and Brown. That's really what it's all about. And you'll hear that to open hour number three. And if you want to see the commentary, it's up right now at RootForAmerica.com. RootForAmerica.com. It's up. And I think, hold on one second. Let me just look real quick. I just want to see. I think my video commentary is up as well. My video, hold on one sec. Here we go. America's Top 10. Is that up? Let's see. Is that up right now? I believe he put it up. Yes, he did. 4-8-22, April 8th, 22. That is today. America's Top 10. So it's there. My video podcast is there at RootForAmerica.com, and my column is there at RootForAmerica.com, which I wrote after the video podcast. So it wasn't even part of the video podcast. So that is the story. Great stuff. Everything is sitting waiting for you at RootForAmerica.com. I also want to let you know that the sponsor of this segment of the show is Tangible Investments. Inflation is raging. As a matter of fact, let's see if I have the story here. There was a story about inflation. I think it's the story was that inflation is the number one issue in America today for the middle class. I don't know where it is. I can't find it. It's here in my pile, and I mean pile of articles. There's about 50, 60 articles here. But inflation is very bad, and anybody can see it's the worst in our history. Not just in our modern history, the worst in our history, period.
That's how bad inflation is. Never been inflation quite possibly this bad ever. And so what is the antidote to inflation? It's tangible investments. That's the antidote, tangible investments. They are the precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show, and they guarantee the absolute lowest prices in all of America on precious metals, gold, silver, platinum, palladium, and rare coins. You can check them out at TII1.com, TII1.com. I've been telling you about them for a year plus, and if you haven't called yet, guess what? It's time to do it now. Don't sit on your laurels any further. Or call 800-300-8441. It's either TII1.com or 800-300-8441. They have 40 years experience, billions of dollars in transactions under their belt. And if you say war for Wayne Allyn Root, you get the best customer service as well as the best prices in America. And you ask for Mike Bonham, B-O-N-H-A-M, Mike Bonham, who is the general manager and VP of Tangible Investments. He will personally deal with you if you're a Wayne Root fan. They personally send all of my clients to Mike. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441. You're in good hands. You've got to own gold or silver or precious metals. You got to. Got to. All right. So that is out. One in five Democrats want Trump back. One in five Democrats, according to Rasmussen reports, wants Trump back. So the numbers are very good for President Trump. And here's one of the reasons besides inflation. Crime, 81%, according to the same Rasmussen reports, 81% of voters expect the issue to be important in the midterms, crime. Crime problem is getting worse, most Americans say, and they overwhelmingly expect the issue to be important in the congressional midterm elections. 61% of likely U.S. voters believe the problem of violent crime is getting worse. Only 11% think it's getting better. Can you imagine? Who are that 11%? Who is so dumb that they think the crime problem is getting better? And 26% are so dumb they think the problem is staying the same. How could anybody not answer that crime is worse? It's ridiculous. It's just, it's mind-numbing that anyone's this dumb. And then here's a good example of the idiocy going on in America today. Instead of solving crime and homelessness and murder, massive wave of murder and violent crime in big cities, Democrats are too worried about transsexual and transgender and sex identity issues. Mayor Pete Buttigieg, otherwise known as Butthead, says prohibiting classroom instruction of sex and gender identity in kindergarten classes will kill kids. His quote, unquote, kill kids. Can you imagine? We just want to stop it in kindergarten through third grade. I want to stop it kindergarten through sixth grade at the very least. You mean it's okay to talk about it in fourth grade and fifth grade and sixth grade? Sexual identity? Transgender issues in kindergarten? And he says it'll kill kids. He said this today. Florida's parental rights bill will kill kids. This is the idiocy of the Democrat Party. But it's not idiocy. It's all a purposeful, communist, radical, Marxist takeover of the United States of America. They're making fools of us. They're weakening our military. We're not going to be able to fight back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House claims a nationwide gas tax holiday remains on the table.
We've seen a number of states do that, and you know, it can have an impact, about 18 cents, I believe, if I remember correctly, one of the reasons why we're considering it.
During a press briefing on Friday, Press Secretary Jen Psaki noting a number of states have done it in an effort to give consumers a break from soaring gas prices. The White House is under growing pressure to do something to get prices down. The downside of a gas tax holiday involves taking money away from planned federal highway projects. The trial of four men charged with plotting to kidnap and kill Michigan's governor is ending in not guilty verdicts and a mistrial. The jury found two men not guilty and could not reach a verdict with two others, resulting in a mistrial. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
when they tell me that I need to be educated about transgender issues and sexual identity changes, that's the song I play them. Oh, no, no, no. No, 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 no. Never. Not for me, not for my kids, never. Not for your kids, not for you. No, no, no. And I thought of a good song title for Disney. Disney now should just sing, "It's a Small World After All, It's a Small, Small World." Because their world just got very small. There's nobody wants to go to Disney anymore. They just lost. Let's argue, I would argue that most of the people who go to Disney are God-fearing, church-going Christian families. But let's assume it's like anywhere else in America, 50% liberal, 50% conservative. It's not, but let's assume it was 50-50, like America is. They just threw away 50% of their audience. So "It's a Small World After All" is the perfect song for Disney. They got small in a hurry with the dumbest decision in the history of business. Should be the story that every MBA program in America studies for the next 50 years. How to ruin a multi-billion dollar business in a single transgender opinion. Fellowship Home Loans is a sponsor of this segment of the show. You know that buying a home is probably going to be the largest financial commitment you'll ever make. If you own like five homes in your lifetime, it's the five biggest commitments of your life. And having a friend in the mortgage business can really help. And I've got two friends, Mike and Brian of Fellowship Home Loans. They've been providing assistance to Americans like you for nearly 20 years, providing information about purchases, refis, VA loans, reverse mortgages, or just evaluating your current situation. Call Mike and Brian of Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or visit fellowshiphomeloans.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. And now you've got two friends in the mortgage business, Mike and Brian, 800-804-SAVE. For save. Ken Silva is with us. He is our guest, national security correspondent with Epoch Times. Some people call it Epoch Times, but the real name, the correct pronunciation is Epoch Times. Ken Silva, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Thank you so much, Wayne. You brought us in with "I Can't Get No Satisfaction," but how about this? It's Friday night, and today the FBI was essentially found guilty of entrapment.
Right,
today is a good day for justice.
Yeah, I like it. I've been saying on the show that FBI now stands for Federal Bureau of Incompetent Ignoramuses. They really are pathetic. They really are. And you're here to talk about the FBI as well, but you weren't going to come on and talk about Michigan. You didn't know if there was going to be, you know, this, you know, the final verdict come down today. But you were here to talk about Oklahoma City bombing. FBI memo suggests agency had moles in the media. So tell us what this has to do with the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing.
Sure, and it actually does loosely tie into Michigan because this is all about FBI incitement and informant operations. And this relates to Oklahoma because about 10 years ago there were some researchers into the Oklahoma City bombing that found some FBI memos that showed that the Bureau was getting tips from journalists within ABC, and it turned out that journalist was an FBI informant. They filed a lawsuit with the FBI to try to reveal the whole informant program about the FBI infiltrating media groups. It's still secret to this day, but I've got tons of records that we can discuss demonstrating that the FBI has a well-documented history of media infiltration.
And that's what I think happened on January 6th. And I don't know if it was just the FBI. We're talking to Ken Silva, national security correspondent with the Epoch Times. But on January 6th, it's very clear the government, whether it was FBI or ATF or NSA or whoever it was, CIA, the government had law enforcement and government, you know, people on the ground, and they helped push everybody, incite the violence, push everybody into the Capitol, and then blame it on conservatives and Trump fans and make Trump look bad, make us look bad. No question in my mind, FBI had moles on the ground. What do you think about January 6th?
Well, I'm still waiting to find out whether the man named Ray Epps is going to be charged. He's the man seen on video on January 5th and 6th shouting at his fellow protesters, "We got to go in the Capitol. You know, we got to do something serious." And this man has never been charged. And the story that I broke about that guy is his attorney is a former FBI agent. So, yeah, this whole thing ties together, and you're very right about the FBI being present on January 6th.
All right, so tell us more about this Oklahoma City bombing. A rescue worker, a memo says a rescue worker is going to state ATF had stored a large amount of explosives in the Mira building, which contributed to the explosion. The rescue worker had contacted the FBI with this information and was told by the FBI to keep quiet. There you go. There's the type of things that happen every day, right?
Yeah, so the memo you were referring to is a journalist with an ABC letting the FBI know that the ABC News was about to run a story featuring a rescue worker that is upset about how the FBI was handling the case. So that's one smoking gun example of ABC News having an informant and tipping off the government about an upcoming story that's critical about the government. This is insane.
So I was not that, you know, Ken, I got to admit, I was not that up to date on this Michigan story. I've never paid much attention to it. I always assumed it was a bunch of clowns who didn't know what they were doing, who maybe were entrapped or goaded into it by the FBI, but nonetheless, kind of a bunch of, you know, A-clowns, as they say, who had some sort of an idiotic plot while they were drinking too much beer to kidnap Governor Whitmer of Michigan. But you're probably much more in tune to this case, and now that I see that two of them were acquitted and two more got a mistrial, we all know the deck is stacked 99.9% against, you know, for the government and against anybody who goes up against the government. So it's a miracle that this happened. It must have been that bad, the entrapment. What do you know about Michigan? Was it that bad?
It was that bad. 26 people involved in the alleged plot. At least 12 of them had some ties to the FBI, 3 undercover agents, 9 informants, one of them a former Special Forces guy. He used to jump behind enemy lines in Iraq. The FBI codenamed him Thor because the feeling was that he'd be treated like a god among the defendants because they were a bunch of scrubs and he's a decorated Iraqi veteran that could, you know, have them eating out of the palm of his hand. Another informant gave the defendants drugs and alcohol before he would turn on his recorder and everybody starts talking crazy plots about swooping in helicopters and swooping up the governor. So yes, this was as egregious as you just described.
And it says here in my notes for this interview that they've uncovered the FBI's sensitive informant program used to place informants in the national media. So I'm assuming this is kind of like the Russian collusion. In other words, somebody plants the story from Hillary's camp and Hillary's law firm, and then you got moles in the government who repeat to the media, oh, it's true, it's true, I know it's true, when in reality they're all a bunch of criminals and conspiracy working together. So the government is like an echo chamber with the media and with the FBI moles, and so everything you see in print is just propaganda for the government that's backed up by government people being paid government money, right?
That certainly sounds like it could be the case. I don't have records proving that, but it would be logical. And I would just add that the sensitive informant program isn't just a media infiltration operation. The plaintiffs who tried to uncover records about this asked the FBI to brute for a freedom of information request for all records about infiltrating Congress, the courts, defense teams, other government agencies, rather than denying him these records, saying we don't do that, or even issuing a Gromar response, you know, we can neither confirm or nor deny. The FBI said, yes, we have records about this stuff, but we're not going to give it to you because national security secrets. So we don't know exactly the extent of this infiltration, but we know that they have informants in the Congress, maybe even the White House, all these sensitive institutions, and I think this deserves congressional investigation.
Yeah, I've already reported some things about the FBI, and they're always ignored, Ken. Nobody cares. No one follows up. No one does anything about them. Just to give you an example of some things on my side. So one of my best friends in the world, his nephew, was shot in the head and killed during the Vegas massacre, which was, what was that, 2017, October 1st, 2017. He was one of 50 people that were killed that day. And he called me up about 2 weeks later and said, you're not going to believe this, but my nephew's wife, you know, the nephew's dead, shot in the head, killed, and the wife gets a phone call from the FBI, some sort of victims group in the FBI, victims part of their agency that deals with victims and tries to help them make it through tough times after a mass murder, right? And while they were talking to her, they gave her the name and phone number of a class action lawyer in Vegas that would sue Mandalay Bay and collect millions of dollars for her. And he was flabbergasted. I was flabbergasted. The FBI is getting kickbacks from law firms to recommend law firms to mass murder victims' families. It was unbelievable. So I wrote the column in the Vegas newspaper all about this. And There was no follow-up. Nothing happened. Someone should have been fired. Many people should have been fired. The head of this agency of the FBI should have been fired. But the FBI issued a blanket denial and said, Wayne Root has the story wrong. Really? My best friend's niece is the wife of the guy who got shot. And the FBI did call her and did tell her to call a specific law firm in Las Vegas to make money on this. And you know that once she collected, say, $5 million, 10% would have been given of the lawyer's fees to the FBI agent that recommended him. You know that. This is absolute corruption at its finest, and nobody ever does anything about it.
Yeah, that's egregious. And you had a similar situation with the Michigan case where one of the FBI agents was found to have been operating his own private intelligence business, sending out cryptic tweets while the case was still building, like, hey, a big arrest is going to happen soon. You know, trying to build up his own private intelligence business off the backs of these Whitmer defendants, these innocent men who were found innocent today.
Yeah, FBI, the fake bureau of incompetent ignoramuses. That's what it's become. They're like the modern-day Keystone Cops. Ken Silva, national security correspondent with Epoch Times. Others call it Epoch Times. Either way, they are good times. Very good newspaper. Ken Silva, thank you for coming on the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Yes, sir. Thanks again, as always.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. When we get back, I got to tell you the story of the Department of Education waging war on charter schools. You will not believe the story, but I've got 100 of them. Be right back.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There are some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allyn Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own, but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation. 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation. 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now.
Are you diabetic and searching for a health?
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Wayne on the Root. Welcome back to the show, The Root's on fire. I wanted to mention that when Justice Gableman left the interview, when he was done with the interview, he said, oh, I forgot to let people know where they can go look at all kinds of videos that clearly show election fraud, including elderly abuse at the nursing homes in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where they had 100% turnout of people that were, like, you know, drooling on themselves with dementia in their wheelchairs and could never have voted. And they all voted, and they all voted for Biden. And all of those videos are at WI, standing for Wisconsin, WIElectionReview.org. WIElectionReview.org. Lots of videos and lots of proof that the election was rigged and stolen in 2020 in Wisconsin. If you want to reach me, it's WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot, R-O-O-T, @gmail.com. If you ever miss any ad and you go, I want that product, but I was driving and I couldn't remember the name or the website or the phone number, just remember WayneRoot@gmail.com. You just email me and ask me, and I'll give you the email, the website, the phone number for any advertiser on my show. All you have to remember is my name, WayneRoot@gmail. That's it, WayneRoot@gmail.com. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Kyle LeBrew for Congress. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. It's just any Republican won't do. There's too many rhinos and too many cowards and too many weaklings afraid of their own shadow. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. And that's why Kyle LeBrew is advertising on the Wayne L. Root Show nationwide. Even though he's running in Missouri's 4th District, he's advertising nationwide to let people know he is a fighter. He's an entrepreneur, an America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District, otherwise known as CD4. Kyle's a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who have ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LeBrew stands for the Second Amendment, for holding China accountable for COVID, bravo. For holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, bravo. For keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion, bravo. And for keeping biological men out of women's sports, bravo. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, great. Defends free speech and understands the government works for the people.
the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we're already taxed too much. Support Kyle LeBru, a conservative fighter for Congress. No matter where you are in this country, send them $10, $20, $25, $50, $100, $1,000. Visit Kyle LeBru to volunteer. It's kylelebru.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. KyleLeBru.com, K-Y-L-E, LeBru, L-A-B-R-U-E. KyleLeBru.com, paid for by Kyle LeBru for Congress. Good guy, smart guy. The only guy smart enough to advertise nationwide on the Wayne Allyn Root Show for his congressional district. Smart move, because we have a lot of stations in Missouri. So smart move. So Mayor Pete says prohibiting classroom instruction of sex and gender identity in kindergarten classes will kill the kids. This is what I mean by all these candidates who, you know, portray themselves not just candidates. He's obviously the Secretary of Transportation. All of these politicians and candidates and bureaucrats who portray themselves as moderate and normal and in the mainstream. And I knew about this guy's background, Mayor Pete. I call him Mayor Pete Butthead. But he was the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. And South Bend is a very small town. He's a small town mayor. And he ran for president, made a name for himself, and now he's Secretary of Transportation. And this guy's only qualification, just like Ketanji Brown Jackson for Supreme Court, her only qualification is black and a woman. Just like Kamala Harris, her only qualification is black and a woman. The only qualification for this guy is he's gay. That should be his whole resume. Mayor Pete, let me see your resume. I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay. And I'm not anti-gay. I don't care if you're gay. Could my resume say I'm straight and that's good enough to become Secretary of Transportation? If you're gay and you like the Wayne Allyn Root Show, which a lot of gay people do, everywhere I go, I have people come up to me who say, I'm gay or I'm lesbian. I listen to your show. I love it. I'm not anti-gay. I'm not anti-lesbian in any way, shape, or form. I welcome you to listen to this show and be part of the Wayne Root team. But Mayor Pete should embarrass you if you're gay. Right? He's got no other qualification. Democrats gave him the job because he's gay. What does being gay have to do with transportation? Nothing. What has he ever transported in his life? What? Knows nothing. Absolutely nothing. And his background is his father was a communist professor, and he learned at his father's feet communism. And he's a communist. He's a Marxist. And he says, if you don't have kindergartners learning about sex and gender identity and transgenders, it'll kill the kids. Yeah, okay. What a joke. And going along with that, the Department of Education is waging war on charter schools with new regulations. Here's the new regulations. Charter schools seeking seed money have to prove there's a demand for a new school. And, you know, government will always say, oh, no, there is no demand. You're lying. They'll turn that down every time. And they'll have to show how they would ensure diversity. Can you imagine what that means? Showing how they would ensure diversity. Meaning the school's got to be 80% black or we'll never give you one dime. And you can't prove there's a need for it, so we'll never give you a dime anyway. All of this is because public school teachers unions give hundreds of millions of dollars to Democrat candidates. And a new column's out about that. Teachers unions spend 2-1 on Democrat causes versus representing members of their actual union. The whole purpose of teachers union is to support Democrat candidates who ruin schools. Isn't that great?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.